Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison, and you have tuned in to the good news. Tonight's show, we have a very special guest, an extremely dear friend of mine, Trinette Ingram. She's the founder of She Helps to Empower and a very passionate advocate for the Miracles Outreach Mission in Greater Tampa Bay. And we're going to talk to her a little bit about how she's gotten involved in her community. I've known you for, well, at least 6 years. Yeah. Time flies when we're being
always,
serial volunteers.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Trinette's a fellow serial volunteer, and we're not talking about Lucky Charms. And that is actually a nickname that my family gave me about a couple decades ago.
Really?
Well, just a little bit of history. I would go to like a community meeting, and as I'm leaving the door, my husband would say, "Don't volunteer for anything." So, I couldn't leave the meeting without volunteering for something. So, it's just the way I am. It's in my DNA.
Yes, it is, and it's in mine too.
My 100-year-old grandmother. I got it from, she just turned 100 last month.
That's a blessing.
And I remember growing up as a kid and going to visit her house. And I had to learn the hard way, I guess I'm going to say. If you walked into Granny's house and you complimented, like, her shirt or something, you were walking out of the house with it. She would go in her bedroom, take off her shirt, and give you the shirt.
Like my grandmother.
Yeah. Like, "Granny, I really don't want your shirt. It looks better on you." Clothes, but before I figured it out. And my mom was the same way. She would remember being growing up, and you know, we weren't wealthy by any means, but if she knew of a family that needed something like food, I would find her going through the pantry and giving them. And the mission was, or it wasn't like a mission per se, it was just in her heart that she knew that we had what we needed, and if we could spare something else for a family that had less than us, that was just how she rolled.
Okay.
So, third generation serial volunteer, raising the fourth generation. Behind the camera, if you're on Facebook Live or live on Shop Local for Good, and behind the camera is my daughter, Lorena Morrison. She's also a board member of the Benevolution Foundation and fourth generation serial volunteer. So let's get started on how you found yourself drawn to volunteering in the community.
Well, like you, my mother and grandmother were givers. Our house was always open to the community. So number one, I am originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide.
Wow. my daddy's family and my granny are from Alabama.
Okay. Yeah. So, they would go out into the community. They would feed those who was less fortunate. And she always kept her door open. She didn't care what race you was, what religion. Her house was open to you. So everyone was an aunt, an uncle, cousin.
That's how Granny was.
Yes, she fed them.
We had a lot of family that weren't.
Yes.
Blood.
Yes.
Still do.
So that's how I got involved.
Awesome.
So we've been doing it ever since.
So when did you move to Tampa Bay?
It's been almost 20 years.
Okay.
20 years.
And you found yourself drawn to giving back to the community. Did you seek out or did you start?
No. Well, actually, my late uncle, his name is Dr. Herman Allen, and he's known here by Doc. He was a principal here in the Pinellas County area.
Okay.
Yes. They have an organization where they were giving away scholarships.
Okay.
So they give scholarships. They've been doing it for over 24 years before he passed. And they were giving scholarships away to minorities in the Pinellas County area.
Okay.
And today I'm happy to be on board, and we're still doing it after his passing in honor of him.
What's the name of the organization?
It's called the Herman and Mary Allen Outreach.
Nice.
And it's the Doc Allen Scholarship Foundation.
Okay. So you're serving on the board of directors there, too?
Yes, I am.
I thought I was serving on the board. Wow.
Yes, I am.
So how do the kids, they apply for the grant?
they apply for the grant through the counselors,
mm-hmm.
and what is Pinellas Foundation.
Okay.
They have them to write out an essay, and then we're able to pick out.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That just gave me goosebumps. I'm an educator at heart, so anytime I hear that a child's being given an opportunity that they might not be able to have
mm-hmm.
through a foundation like your uncle's,
and
you're carrying it on, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. I learned something new about you tonight. Yay.
Yes.
So, and then you were telling me before the show started, I asked you, how did She Helps to Empower come about, and you were telling me that
so
you...
So actually, again, a serial volunteer.
Right.
I met Mr. Joseph Lundy. He is the founder and president of Master of Achievement Leadership and Excellence, which is a mentor and scholarship program for young boys in Tampa.
Okay.
So a lot of the parents were dropping their sons off, and they were asking if they had a female mentor program. So that's how I came up with She. So She became an initiative sister program with males.
Okay.
A lot of people thought I was a nonprofit. I've been a nonprofit now for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but I've been doing it for 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I officially became a nonprofit 3 years ago.
And it's She Helps to Empower. Empower.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the mission?
Our mission is to provide tools and resources for mothers or women to become self-sufficient for their families and in the community.
That's good, because that'll break the cycle.
And that's what we're trying to do.
I see a lot of it when I'm doing a lot of volunteering in the Greenwood neighborhood. The grandmother
taking care of the grandchild.
Of the grandchildren,
yes.
or the auntie. And then there's just that cycle of education, lack of education,
mm-hmm.
and not on purpose, because they weren't raised that way.
Yes.
And so if we can work together and break that cycle, then they start raising other people up.
Yeah, so we partner with different organizations to help them get a GED or high school diploma, a secondary education. We do job readiness. We help them with resumes. So we do different things. So we have workshops and we do summits.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to some of that this year.
Yes. Yes. Well, our mission is starting to change. Because we have a lot of amazing nonprofits out here that are doing women empowerment, which we'll still be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But our focus now is the girls in foster care.
That's where my heart is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that how you became involved with Miracles Outreach?
Actually, Tyrone Walker, which is the co-founder of Miracles Outreach, he was actually my barber.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yes, I was a Dennis Rodman fan, had the hair, low haircut, you know, the blonde hair. They were actually doing the back to school in their barbershop.
Okay.
So I saw Tyrone 7 years ago. We were at an event for nonprofits, and they invited me over to Miracles, and they were doing different programs and fundraisers. So I got on board, and I became a part of their annual fundraisers, which is called From a Runaway to the Runway Fashion Gala, which brings awareness to human trafficking and the programs that they offer to the community.
And the girls get to dress up, right?
The girls get to dress up if they miss their Sweet 16.
Right.
The prom, they get a chance to rip the runway.
Nice.
With other models. Yes, yes.
That's fun. Gives them a boost in self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. And confidence, and they love it.
Now, they have a facility in...
The Notice Sassa,
mm-hmm. but they're also launching a facility in Clearwater?
They have a facility here.
Oh, they do too?
In Clearwater, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to... My passion is education, and what I would love to do, and that we've talked about this too, is help you in offering business skills and through the festivals that we do, the Festivals for Good.
And you're welcome.
I'm excited about that.
Because
so the idea would be to teach them how to work in a business environment, you know, at the Welcome Center. That gives them that experience. And then as a nonprofit, then I can help them add something to their resume.
And also become self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing that they're working on, is their life skills. Right. Life skills are very important once they age out, because then they transition to adulthood.
Right.
Yes.
Now, let's go into a little bit, maybe our fans don't know as much about foster care system and how these girls come to you.
They are either abused, neglected, they're runaways, they're at risk, or they've been exploited to human trafficking.
Okay.
So that's how they become.
And born. What age do they age out, and are they?
They age out at 18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're in a foster care home at 18, where do they go?
They go to a transition home.
Okay.
Or they are able to get their own place, which is really great. So
there's resources out there for that?
Resources that are out there for them.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes.
Because that's what I worry about, is especially with, you know, you hear stories about the homelessness and human trafficking. I don't know how many people understand that Tampa Bay area is it's a hotbed.
Yes, it's a hotbed. We are number 3 in the nation.
For human trafficking.
For human trafficking.
It's heartbreaking.
And Tampa Bay is the hub for it. So I encourage parents to really educate their kids about it, even that they become educated, because not only is it, you know, we're runaways, it's us,
right?
Social media. It's false advertising for businesses. With the WhatsApp app, they're on there. They could be anywhere.
Right. And they can pretend like they're
a
boyfriend or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Very scary.
Well, and even let's scare them some more, because there's a situation where I think women need to understand that even if you're like grocery shopping and you notice something that doesn't look right in the store,
report,
whatever, or if you're coming out to your car and you see there's like a van that has no windows that you can see inside, it's parked right next to you, you turn your happy butt right back around and you go back in the store and you get somebody else to walk you out.
Yes, yes.
Because that is happening.
Every
Not
day,
just here, everywhere.
All over the world.
So, and we have to teach our daughters to be careful too.
Not just our daughters,
and
our sons.
Yes.
Transgenders, so
yeah.
no one is excluded.
Right.
That's right.
So the Miracles Outreach team, what are they seeking help with in the community? Mentors?
Mentors, volunteers, definitely volunteers. I'm always looking for women to come out to speak to the girls. They can go to the website, and they have a list of things that are needed.
Okay, what's that website?
And it's www.miraclesoutreach.org.
Okay, miraclesoutreach.org, and I'll go ahead and put that website in
Thank you.
On the Facebook Live. So if you're hearing the replay on Blog Talk Radio, if you go to Shop Local for Good, that's Shop Local, ForGood, we are on Facebook Live, and you can find the video, and I'll definitely put the link in there too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's go into a little bit more about what you find inspiring. But how many organizations do you serve in the community? Should I ask you that? You're like, Karina, really? You have
really
to list.
Yeah.
I have to list them all.
Yeah, I'll just name a few.
Okay.
Bridging Freedom, Miracles Outreach, the McCray House. The Herman and Mary Allen Outreach. Wait, let me get this right, because I get those two mixed up. Building Bridges Ministries, Pastor Laura's got to kill me.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm a part of that.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, so that gives me, I can actually move into Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay, because they're one of our featured nonprofits.
Okay.
So you think Sister Lowry would mind if you...
No,
if you
no.
gave a little bit of a shout out to Building Bridges Ministries.
Yes. A shout out to Pastor Laurie.
Yes.
And I can actually tell you they are a great organization. They are located in Pasco, but Polk County in Auburndale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
they actually provide services for people who are disabled.
Okay.
It's called Shared Living. So they help them to become independent.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's awesome.
So they do a lot of volunteering. She teaches them life skills and job readiness.
Oh, great. Now, she works with another ministry, too, because when I was putting her promotion together.
Pastor Black.
Yeah, for Good Deeds Tampa Bay, that is another ministry.
If I'm not mistaken, is Daddy's Girls, and he, Pastor Black, mentors, it's a Lakeview apartment complex.
Okay.
So within that community, he mentors the kids there. So we.
Oh, very cool.
So we actually go there every other month and help him mentor the kids. We do arts and crafts. We do life skills. We do self-esteem.
That's important.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Very nice. Well, I want to give Sister Lowry a shout out. She's an amazing lady.
Yes, she is.
I always have to get a hug when I run into her. She's just so awesome. So she does a lot of leadership.
Yes,
in the community,
yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like when I was looking for photos to put together their promo, it looked like they were doing some feeding.
They do a lot of feeding in the community.
Okay.
To those who are less fortunate.
That's awesome. Well, shout out to Sister Lori. I'll have to get her on an upcoming show.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. All right. Well, we do want to encourage everybody to go to Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay. The website is tampabaygooddeedsday.org. And it's actually landing on a Shop Local for Good stationery page because I'm a perfectionist and I'm still putting the website together. Trinette's my witness. I showed her the background. It is actually being
great.
Built. So, and we're going to have... the investigation station is trying to raise money for their water cycle splash pad at the Veterans Memorial Park in Pasco. And so we have a special fundraiser for that in order for them to purchase and get installed a water purification system. It has to be a specific kind. It's not cheap. It's like $12,000.
Really?
No worries. We got it. So... if you go to the Benevolution Foundation page, that's our nonprofit. We do have a special fundraiser for that.
Okay.
And we are offering, we've got the Shop Local for Good team has donated 25 family fun passes to the Summer Festival for Good that's going to be at Sunless Park in Pasco. I just love Pasco County. They have the Parks and Rec team up there.
Really?
They're just awesome to work with. And they have some really beautiful parks.
I'm learning Pasco.
Yeah. So if you go to the Benevolution Foundation's page, you'll see the fundraiser. And for every $20 that you donate, you'll receive 5 door prize entries for the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay. So when you donate, you come and you pick up the door prize entries. And then we're going to have a showcase for the Water Cycle Splash Pad. So we are reaching out into the business community for door prize donations for that. And we have community champion sponsorships available and the Tampa Bay Challenge sponsorships available and Business for Good Expo and a Market Space for Good Expo.
The Tampa Challenge. What does that entail?
Oh, I'm excited about that. Okay, so the Tampa Bay Good Deeds Challenge is because I don't ever do anything small. We are challenging our neighbors in Greater Tampa Bay to, we want to exceed 10,000 good deeds from March 1st to March 25th. So what the Benevolution Foundation is going to do is we're going to print out challenge cards, and there'll be 3 suggestions for two age categories. There's ages 6 to 12, that's our junior challengers, and then 13 and up. As everybody else. And so there's 2 challenges going on. And on the challenge cards, you'll get to see 3 suggestions in an age category.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do all 3 and then pick 2 more to complete your challenge card. So there's 5 good deeds per card. and we're going to print 10,000 of them.
Five good deeds.
Okay. Five good deeds per card. And you know, I'm going to make them to where, like, the suggested ones can take anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. You know, we understand that doing a good deed could be going to one of the nonprofits pages that we're working with and going to their community tab and inviting all your friends to like the nonprofit that you have a passion to support. And that helps the nonprofit not have to invest in boosting or invest in promoting your mission because you just invited how many of your friends you have on Facebook to take a look at it.
Okay.
So it's like a personal invitation. Your friends will get a notification that says, hey, Trinette just invited you to check out, let's just say, Mothers of Minors page or Kids Campaign.
I'm going to talk to Pastor Lori about that.
Yeah.
With some challenges.
That'll be fun. And then if Sister Lori has something that she needs volunteers for, we're going to start groups on the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay page.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have the junior challenge group and we'll have the regular challenge group. And the nonprofits will be able to post in there on volunteer needs that they need so that you have ideas on how you can volunteer.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to showcase the tar out of the nonprofits. That's my happy place right there. So I'm really excited. We've got Investigation Station. We've got the Benevolution Foundation's Nonprofit Incubator Fund. All the sponsorship money, mm-hmm. all the sponsorship and the showcase money is a donation to the Benevolution Foundation's Nonprofit Incubator Fund. And we do not charge the nonprofits to be there. And then the Shop Local for Good team, which is also me, we're volunteering all our time on the marketing. And then we have Tawana with Posh Promotions and Publicity. She's going to be managing the publicity campaign. I love that woman. Shout out to Tawana.
Tawana.
So, she's going to be putting together, she and I are going to work on a press release, and then she's going to send it out to all the media who love her dearly in Greater Tampa Bay and Central Florida, and we're going to get some.
Awesome.
Going to
awesome.
Get some media on this Good Deeds Day campaign.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited. And then we've got Building Bridges Ministries. We have Mothers of Minors. That's with Andrea.
Andrea, yeah.
Shout out to Andrea.
Andrea. Yes.
And then we have Kids Campaign. That's with Christine and her crew.
Christine
Hanlon. I don't think you've met her yet.
No.
We'll have to get you together.
Okay.
I like the Kids Campaign mission is a dual mission. So they encourage volunteerism in mm-hmm. the community. And then through your volunteerism, they have a program where you can get your neighbors to sponsor you. So say you have a neighbor down the street that needs help cleaning out their garage or whatever, you can get that neighbor to donate to their nonprofit. And then those funds go to helping families with that are dealing with the challenges of pediatric cancer.
Oh.
So that's how they raise funds for those families. And then they're encouraging people to volunteer in the community. In fact, when I announced it, Christine, she comments and she goes, this is what we do. I'm like, yes, you were next. I was going to get with you. I'm in. I didn't even tell her all about it. She's like, I'm in.
That's so great. Well, I look forward to meeting her.
She's awesome. So I've known Mothers of Minors and Kids Campaign for 5-6 years. And I've just been working behind the scenes to help them grow. And I've just met Lisa with Investigation Station. She's one of us.
Okay.
She's a volunteer on her nonprofit. They've been a nonprofit since 2005. And so I'm excited about helping them with the Water Cycle Splash Pad. And then we have Sister Lowry. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very much fun.
So if there are any business owners out there that want to get involved, you definitely want to contact the Benevolution Foundation team. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can email Karina, KARENA, at thebenevolutionfoundation.org. World's longest email address.
Longest.
Or if you want to just search hashtag be the benevolution, you'll find me somewhere on Google, I swear, because I'm everywhere. And we do appreciate the business community. That was why I started Shop Local for Good, was to help the nonprofits connect with the philanthropic business families in our community and then get them to support each other.
It was a tremendous need, and thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we have a few festivals coming up, too, that I want to give a shout-out to. That's the Summer Festival for Good. That's going to be on June 20th. These are through Shop Local for Good. We got the Florida Watermelon Festival.
Hey.
That's coming on June 25th. And then we have Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Ball Festival.
Yummy.
It'll be our fourth year. We took it over in year two, so it's been around for about 6 years.
Oh.
And all the festivals are hashtag festivals for good. So if you Google hashtag festivals for good, you'll be able to find us. And we've got ways that you can win family fun packages. Shop Local for Good is going to be donating the Triple Play Family Fun Package. That's all three festivals. So each nonprofit that's participating in Good Deeds Day will have one of those packages to raffle off, for a door prize. Can't say the R word. And then the nonprofits are being encouraged to have gift baskets because we will have door prize tickets available. They will be available online and at the day of at the Veterans Memorial Park.
Well, I can't wait.
In Hudson.
It's in Hudson?
Uh-huh. Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay.
Told you I like Pasco County parks. And what's neat about the Veterans Memorial Park, first of all, it's gorgeous. And it has a playground. It's got, you know, the water cycle splash pad that they're building. It's got fields. It's got picnic tables. I'm working on getting some food trucks that will be there for lunch that day. Good Deeds Day, Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day is on March 29th. So that's why the challenge runs from the 1st to the 25th, so that we can celebrate on the 29th.
Celebrate.
We're going to get more than 10,000. I'm on a mission. 10,000 good deeds.
Pastor Laurie, if you are watching or listening, we have a job to do. Even though she's already volunteering me. No, okay, I take that back. Voluntold.
You've been voluntold.
Like Kia Wales.
Well, my hope is to inspire volunteers to head your way to help you guys with your mission. That's the goal.
Okay.
Give them ideas on how they can help Sister Laurie.
You hear that?
She's at home going, uh-oh, how many people you send in my way? Oh, well, it's been a pleasure.
Same here.
Now, let's give them the Miracles Outreach website. It's miraclesoutreach.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So miraclesoutreach.org, and they provide safe, secure, nurturing environments for the educational and emotional development of at-risk youth,
mm-hmm.
reducing the risk factors that lead to juvenile delinquency.
Yes, ma'am.
And you focus on the at-risk, the foster children at risk.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And then we want to also send people to She. She Helps to Empower.
That's www.shehelpstoempower.me.
Oh, dot me.
Dot me. She Helps to Empower Me.
Oh, that was good.
Yes.
That was good. So She Helps to Empower
Me.
Dot me.
Yes.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah, I like how you think. So definitely, and then your Facebook link is on your website, right?
Yes, it is.
Get you back
yes,
there.
It is.
So let's give our people in Tampa Bay a challenge. We have over 600 followers on the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Facebook page. What we would love, love, love for you to do is go to our Facebook page, click on our community tab, and then it'll pop up and there's a button that says invite friends. And so we want you to click on that invite friends button. And then another pop-up will come up. And in the top right-hand corner, it says select all. So that's going to select all your friends, and then you just send invites.
Such a pro.
It takes like less than 30 seconds, because we want to reach at least 1,000 by the end of the week. Why not?
Why not?
And when you're supporting Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay, you're also supporting some really fantastic nonprofits.
Yes, you are.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We'll have another show next Sunday at 8 p.m. We go live on Facebook, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio. It's Blog Talk Radio, Shop Local for Good News. So if you've missed any of our shows, definitely want to, you know, go back and listen to us on Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Trinette, for coming
Thank
out.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you.
And
everyone
appreciate
have a
you.
Phenomenal week, and don't forget, it's really easy to do a good deed.
Always.
And it makes you happy inside. Have a great night, everybody.